A new UVM study shows there's been slow but steady progress in the experiences of LGBTQ students on college campuses over the past 70 years. One of the authors of that study now worries that trend could be reversing. Jay Garvey is an assistant professor of higher education and student affairs at the University of Vermont. He co-authored the study and joins us in our studio. Welcome, Jay.
Thanks so much for having me.
So first, the study looks at perceptions of campus climate. Can you explain what exactly that means?
Campus climate describes the warmth or chilliness of space. This term was coined in the mid-80s, describing the experiences of women in science, technology, engineering, and mathematics. It's later been used to describe the experiences of folks who have marginalized identities in higher education. And in this particular study, I'm foregrounding the experiences of queer and trans students.
When we're talking about a climate, what does that include? What does that entail?
Yeah, that's a great question. This study, we use an ecological approach to understand campus climate, which leads us to believe that climate is experienced in nested systems. So a student's interactions with their peers and faculty can greatly shape their perceptions of climate, as can the region in which their institution is located, the policies and resources that are available at an institution, and the overall ethos of trans or queer inclusion at the statewide or national level.
So those are all factors in a campus experience. What generally constitutes a positive experience for LGBTQ students?
Warmth, belongingness, feeling affirmed. Those are largely guided by things that are closer to a student's experience. So it's no surprise that queer trans students' climate perceptions are greatly shaped by their relationship with peers and faculty and staff.
And so your sort of overall finding is that climate more or less has improved over about 70 years. What evidence do you have to show that?
In 2014, I collected a national sample of queer and trans graduates of four-year institutions in the United States. Our sample included over 3,000 students who identified as lesbian, gay, bisexual, queer, trans, or another marginalized sexual or gender identity. And these graduation years spanned 70 years, as you mentioned, from 1944 to 2013. With that, we had a great inventory of students' experiences relative to their climate perceptions. And so we created a complex regression analysis to understand how these experiences shape their climate perceptions, and then followed up with open-ended responses so students could describe their narrative stories related to their climate experiences.
Mm-hmm. And so what were some of the stories that you heard, and how did those change over time?
They were deeply personal and moving, and it was a real privilege to explore the depth generationally of queer and trans people. Students before the 1970s described mandatory conscription into the armed forces as relative to their queer identities, largely gay men. The 1960s and 70s were largely shaped by activism, namely the Stonewall riots. In the 80s, we saw the emergence of AIDS activism and ACT UP relative to college student experiences. The untimely death of Matthew Shepard in 1998 really formed a strong effort at colleges and universities to have more intentional student services for LGBTQ students. And we saw that growth in the late 90s all the way through today. And a lot of those experiences across time were so strongly shaped by the geographic region and the urbanicity or rurality of their institutions.
So going off that, the regional differences there, how did Vermont fare in terms of positive or negative experiences for LGBTQ students?
We looked at different regional clusters. So Vermont, of course, was part of the New England region. Relative to all other geographic regions in the United States, New England had more positive perceptions, particularly compared to the Southeast.
Well, then, given the influence of larger national events on that experience for LGBTQ undergraduates, how do you think recent policies by President Donald Trump, like the ban on military service for transgender individuals or on the state level, so-called bathroom bills, how do you think those will affect campus climate for LGBTQ students who are in school right now?
A lot of these experiences, I think about my time as a queer undergraduate student, and my narrative was so shaped by national policies and contexts. I remember when Hillary Clinton gave the influential speech saying gay rights are human rights and human rights are gay rights, and it had such personal meaning for me. And in some small yet significant way, it really shaped how I experienced my climate at my institution. And I think that is largely true for queer and trans students today. For many trans individuals, the so-called bathroom legislation or lack of policies that protect trans folks against discrimination have a direct impact on their lives. And also, it creates a cultural ethos of negativity and isolation and perhaps fear and resentment and anger with the current administration that certainly has an impact on, of course, student experiences and narratives, but also likely on queer and trans student activism. And we see that shaping up from an intersectional perspective with other minoritized communities relative to the Trump administration and college demonstrations and activism as well.
Jay Garvey is an assistant professor of higher education and student affairs at the University of Vermont. Jay, thanks for being with us.
Thanks so much.